I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have Ben Sherwood, we have Susan Edis, and we have two, I think, is two from the. And I have a request to move this back as a talking.
Trying to hide.
Trustee Allardyce.
Here.
Trustee Brown.
Here.
Trustee Stivers.
Here.
Trustee Youngman.
Here.
Mayor Murphy.
Here.
The audience want to introduce themselves?
Introduce yourself, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. Chad Wilkinson.
Hey, Chad, how are you doing?
Todd Harrison.
How's it going tonight?
And the girl?
And Tom?
The girl? That's J-E-Z-E-L.
No, G-I-S-E-L-L-A.
You guys had a chance to look at the minutes yet?
I have one question.
Okay.
Under new business on the backside, the water project, it says the bond resolution to finance the water project in the amount of, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Did we approve to that we were going to borrow money, or did we just approve we were going to submit this stuff?
We're going to move forward. Yeah, that's
because
reword.
Because you know, like, in other words, I got to see what the total amount is, and if it comes out that the project costs more or there's conditions to the finance, then we got to decide.
Right. I think my understanding was that we were choosing to move forward and pay the engineers to pursue, but not necessarily.
Yeah,
we didn't want me to forward and do the paperwork, Dad.
Well, no, I'm just saying because it was just a vote. I guess a matter of interpretation is like,
right, I think
we didn't approve to spend $12 million yet, but that's what this says.
Yeah, I think it just needs to be reworded to show that we were pursuing the water project. So we're going to pay the engineers.
Yeah,
we're going
to
look at
files.
We have to pay them to pursue grants. And.
But like, for instance, let's say that it comes out and there's more costs. And then all of a sudden, they don't want to take the $12 million. It's not, we're going to pay them $12 million anyways.
Right. I think it just needs to be reworded.
Yep. All right. So
just a correction.
And we have a motion to accept with the correction for the water.
Were we hiring an attorney to do this or something?
It was the engineering firm itself, I believe.
We were hiring somebody, weren't we?
An engineer.
As
and
part of
giving us some numbers, and we're going to put the numbers in the form.
Right.
And then basically, we voted to submit the form, not, you know, ongoing,
right.
But the idea is we didn't, until we get all the final figures, all the final facts, we can't approve the borrowing the money.
The initial cost would be a lot less than that. It's paying the engineers to pursue the project. That, I guess that's what it should say.
I mean, if anybody has any other interpretation, but yeah.
No, I think that was my understanding. Because that's not what I didn't vote to spend $12 million.
Right.
Yeah. To proceed with
the
yeah. Because we need the grant, essentially. Yeah.
Right. We want to pursue grants and things like that.
And we've got a lot of everything all lined up to do that. We have two more steps, and the state put the deadline for this grant. I think the 8th of August, we had a couple extra weeks to get that in, which is good. They did get the WIA grant submitted for the wastewater treatment plan already.
Good.
That went in June.
It's a real good time to have our cup out.
Yes, it sure
the
is.
Government thinks it has a lot of money.
All right. Does somebody want to make a motion to approve minutes with the corrections?
So I make a motion we approve the minutes from last month's board meeting with the correction to the new business water project line to signify that we had approved to proceed forward with the engineers submitting the grant application for the village.
I'll second that.
I've been very busy this month, and I've had many communications. And I'll just move ahead, then I'll talk about that later on the new business and stuff, all right? It's just... Oh, was the motion approved and carried?
Oh, oh yeah.
Made and seconded, I believe.
Made and seconded. So all in favor?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Anybody abstain? Not. All right. We're all good with that? Okay. All right. So. All right. So we're going to. The Historic Society is going to do their presentation first, and then we'll go back to the report.
Well, we've been diligently getting names. We have more to get. We have 121 here. We've been pounding the pavement. They say it's not easy because we're such a small group, but I'm the youngest of them. And we have one woman pushing 90, and she volunteers all day working, and she goes out at night to get, so that's how dedicated we are.
Our thanks to her and to you. Yeah, absolutely. Could you read the question though, what the question is that was posed on the survey?
So 121 years old? That's awesome.
We still have some out here that other people couldn't get into.
Yeah. So we're still and waiting on.
The attorney has left over the paperwork and fine-tuned it for us.
Nobody asked me for it.
Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, thanks, Steve.
My pleasure.
What town people? We still mail her.
And so that would
be obviously investment, but there's not a lot of explanation.
Village and town residents.
Because it wouldn't be the no cost.
And so are you guys going to continue to reach out? Because I mean, we didn't want
to get 105.
But... Oh, 100. Oh, okay. Yeah. Was that? The reading you wanted to get?
There's two questions. Because I'm for it or whatever. I don't know if we can sign that though, because it'd be conflict of interest.
Right. Right.
Absolutely. But the two questions is, of course, the public doesn't know that we got $38,000 of their money we spent. So they didn't realize. Yeah, maybe they realize it. At the same token, it's a village expense, right? And a lot of the signatures are town. I don't know how we distinguish the percentages, the number of people in village versus the town. But I mean, I don't know how to figure all that out either. But those would just be the two things. And if anybody wears the question.
All right. So next Monday, we're having a meeting with the town and the Historical Society and the village and Tug Hill.
Is there any?
We are.
To the bank at 1 o'clock.
Is there anything that the town is going to make any money available for?
Well, they're talking about.
Would that be to reimburse the village?
To help them
Yeah, I mean, I'm asking all these questions. I'm just
curious. All the right questions.
Yeah.
Maybe we could add a clarification to that.
Well, all I can say is if the sound people signed it, and they're the majority of the people, even though we'd be fair and say we'll split the expense that we have 50-50 in the town absorbing the whatever, and then it'd be up to them to make sure that the town people want it. But I'm trying not to make things complicated, but also trying to be fair to the village residents.
I guess I'd also like to know if the Historical Society takes ownership of it and can't maintain it, what happens?
That's the clause that we said it would revert back to the village. We said that before.
Yeah, the lawyers should have a boilerplate for that.
Yeah, obviously there'll be some legal paperwork. We'll have to figure out the details. All right. Thank you. So
we have a lawyer every time.
So the meeting is Monday. The meeting is Monday where? At the big?
Yep, at 1 p.m.
Oh, at 1 p.m.?
Yeah.
Yeah, I won't be there.
Monday.
It is coming on Monday?
Yeah.
Monday. I can come on Monday.
And where is that here?
The campaign.
Oh, right. So that's cool.
Might you be able to access that if you set up the Zoom session?
I'm very busy at work.
I think Jennifer did already.
I don't work in an office. Most of my jobs are in the basement of the school.
Okay.
I go dark all week.
For the other meeting. All right. So you do it. You're right. Sure. Okay.
I like to think of it as under the radar.
Yeah, something like that. I miss my podcast.
All right. Well, Mr. Holt is not here, so I guess I'm headed on over to the camera.
Unless you want to see it.
Even with the storms? I was a little worried with the monsoon.
This is the chart of flows. It started right here at 10 o'clock. This is when two pumps were kicking on. And then they never stopped down, never went below 10 feet.
My basement flooded.
Yeah,
my basement.
Want to see my picture of the water?
Next to the river.
Yeah, I've got that.
Oh, you've got that picture? Okay. Impressive, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And I stood there. It's rainwater.
Oh, that's basically what it was. And then
I smelled nothing. I was there for 10 minutes. I smelled nothing, saw nothing.
Went down,
it was just all rainwater.
Was it pouring out of it or something?
Yeah. It was shooting up.
Okay. Oh, wow. So during this event, and as you know, the main lift station was just flooding over. We couldn't keep up. We couldn't put enough. You can't put enough water through that 8-inch pipe that was coming in.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of that was INI intrusion in the system. We've taken care of a lot of that. And a lot of that was just there are people that have sump pumps hooked into the sewer. So that's not good.
Hmm.
One of the pumps kicked out. And we lost the motor in one of the pumps. Okay. It still kept pumping. However, figuring that main lift station is our main lift station in North River, I went ahead and had Seaward put another motor in yesterday. Right. So we're back to two pumps just in case it starts to rain again.
Gotcha.
But we should be able to handle it. If we get 8 inches again, we're not going to, it'll be the same story as it was before.
Yeah.
All right, we had Seaward here on site yesterday and today. What they've done is they did the PMs, preventive maintenance on the Church Street lift station and the Main Street lift station. So what we do is we have Seaward come in and they do there's four lift stations. They do two 1 year and then the other two that the following year. Everything looks good. We had Egan come in and right after the flood and they pumped out the tanks. They cleaned out the North Railroad, the Church Street, and the South Railroad station. They got right inside and cleaned it right out, sucked it all out. So it's all, everything in the system now is back to normal, hopefully.
Awesome.
We can just count on the weather. We'll be fine.
What was the parade of tanker trucks heading through this?
The tanker, that was what that was. We went,
okay.
We emptied out the digesters and that south tank.
Oh, they were taking stuff to the plant.
No, they're taking it out
of it. Okay.
So now we've got all kinds of room.
I'm on North Rail. I saw the
all day. And they backed all the way down.
And they had it back all the way down. Right. Yeah. You could hear them.
That doesn't sound fun.
Stuff happens, I guess. So I think we're in good shape going forward. Okay. Only expenses that we're getting coming up, Mike's got to buy a few things. He's going to call the clerk, let him know what he's going to get and what it's for.
Yes.
So we're gonna do that. I think we passed our speedies last time, so that was good.
All right.
Pump stations are working right. The system is good. The borers were there yesterday to do some soil boring for the new project. Okay. So we're moving, we're getting that.
All right.
And so that was a good sign. They at least have some work getting done.
The ground's going to be broken soon.
On one tank. And if one tank goes out,
ooh, don't even
then we have to bring in a hauler to haul, and that gets expensive. Again, I got to reiterate that the lift stations are in good shape, and so I'm happy with that. And the plant's working well. Today, Mike was all impressed because his numbers were so low and perfect. But that's because we just had a washout.
So. Yeah. Well, I want to ask about the washout. You know, so much goes through the plant. Did you lose your bugs?
No. We did not lose the bugs, which was good. We lost some of the bugs, but
I bet
everything that went out of the plant was clear water, so we never violated the plant. And we did New York Alert. We did contact them immediately. Yeah. Jackie was there to stop down, and I had a man on site the whole time. DEC was there. DEC was notified. So. I mean, they were busy that day. Yes. I mean, they were just all over the place. So.
Oh, yeah, they were.
So any questions?
Well, the Senator Wallach's office was on the phone to me the next day offering assistance, and they've reached out to Claudia Tenney's office because we do need some help maybe to replace it. To cover the cost.
I think the cost to cover that pump is a good possibility to get funding for that.
All right.
Because, you know, it
There's no disaster declarations, are there?
Huh?
No disaster declarations?
It was declared an emergency.
Yeah, it was declared an emergency. Well,
could we this is a good time to take advantage of requesting another pump to be installed because we couldn't handle the capacity?
Right, yeah.
So we should state lost parts of two highways.
Well, or maybe even
it wouldn't. You know what? We could have five pumps running. But you can only put so much through an 8-inch pipe.
Yes.
It would have never, there was two pumps.
If the other pump was on standby. You know,
but once it goes up, the way it works, your lead pump comes on at 2'4". The lag pump, if it hasn't pumped down, if it's 2'8" or 3'3", the lag pump kicks on. So you get two pumps running. And that sends a load out to this level. Up and down. I mean, it never went down. This is when the rain started here at 11 o'clock, when the deluge, and then from that point on until 9 that night, the pumps never stopped.
So, we did get a gold star from the DEC.
Yes, they did. They tried to keep as much water away from the creek as possible. We put pigs down to try. But it was like you said, it was rainwater. I mean, we did our best. Let me say that.
So
we had right on top of it. So, questions? All right. Do you need me?
No.
All right, I'm out of here.
Okay. Thanks, Tom.
Tom, what about the manhole cover? Did you get a chance?
Ken will be sending you hope to do that. That is a sewer manhole.
That is, all right.
The one that down.
Where is that?
Church and Union.
Okay, so it must be a replacement cover then, because I looked at it Sunday.
Yeah.
That's what I said. It's either, it could have been a replacement cover, because it doesn't say Village of Paris Sanitary
Sewer.
The rest of them.
There's a lot of them out there that are just plain that said they're made in Syracuse.
You guys don't handle storms too, do you?
No, right. That should be.
It's county or state dependent.
Well, I'm asking because there was storm sewer drain on Edgewood behind the gas station that as of when I mowed Saturday was still covered in water.
Was it?
I don't think it empties. It's over by like Ken O'Neill's house over that way. I don't think it's your guys' issue.
No, and that's not, but, that's not a state road.
It's whoever lives in that house behind the gas station was trying to dig a trench to the thing to get water to go down there, but it's not, and I don't think water's flowing through that storm sewer. I think it's just clogged or collapsed or something. I'm not sure. That's a village road. I'm not sure who's responsible.
Which storm sewer? The one under their driveway?
See, you know, there's a grate right on the corner by Charlie's. The gas station, Edgewood,
up by the state road.
Yes, but then the one down further, there's one behind the gas station. So the car wash exit,
yeah,
right next to that, in the weeds there, there's a storm sewer drain.
There isn't a grate.
Yeah, and it's
A pipe that goes the other way. You know, down in that swale.
Okay.
Where the cats hide.
Yeah, but I know that the one behind the gas station is not, the water is not going anywhere. I don't know what it's
that
supposed
might,
to
that
do.
Might be the off the drain runoff drain from 81 ramps, which would be DOT.
Even if it's
suppose, they haven't, I suppose it hasn't, maybe that's been an issue for a long time, but
yeah, that water doesn't go anywhere, it just sits there.
Yeah,
I'm not sure who's responsibility.
Might be able to fish the state in on that,
yeah,
yeah.
I mean, the water should have been long gone.
Sounds like they're probably not. Yeah, the station taker.
5-6 days
Okay.
Later.
All right.
Thank you. All right. Have a good one, Tom.
All right. Well, can we get a motion to accept Tom's report?
Make a motion. We accept Tom's sewer plant report from the Camden Group.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Well, Will had a lot to do tonight, so he left me his report. June 1st to June 30th. 15 building permits, 51 building permits. What year to date is 51. There are 33 property violations, 12 second notice violations, 19 corrected violations. That's year to date. And in process violations, there's 12 of them. And property inspection, 22. And he said he's been very busy this month with meetings with residents and contractors, setting up appointments. I have also been working on several complaints and doing property inspections. I have been in contact with the county, the health department, DEC, and Child Protective Services regarding different properties throughout the months with several issues. I have written a report for the sheriffs regarding a property with squatters also. I'm still working on the issues at 464 Kip Road with the property lines and the residents not on the correct property, along with the violations at the property. The owner has removed two of the three campers and has made some progress with the property maintenance issue. He also has put the trailer that is being stored for sale. And I have also informed him about the livestock, that the livestock on the property must be removed. The property is too small to house them. I also have sent letters out to do inspections on the trailer parks in Bass Lake. Those owners have contacted me and set up for inspections. And that is it. You guys want to look at it?
Okay. They're doing what?
Yes. I don't have any jobs.
Did he say, are the squatters still on that property on Easy Street?
Got rid of a couple of them.
Were you at the meeting?
Which one?
Last week? Our fire department meeting?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you heard.
This is the one with the compound up there on Easy Street. There was donated to by a lady to a church, and they've got a bunch of dugouts and.
The compost.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, they're composting.
I was just curious if they're still there. I'm still thinking about doing it.
When you're done, you can make a motion to accept the report.
I make a motion to accept the report.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, Paul. You're up.
I'm back.
Thank you.
Yeah, there's my report. The Tugela Commission has three new issue papers out. There's one on insurance coverage annual review. It's one of those things that if you do it, good thing to review your coverage from time to time and make sure you're covered for everything that you need to be. You're not paying for coverage that you don't need. For example, if you got rid of something that you used to insure but you don't have anymore. And just to make sure that what you're getting is competitive in the market. So we have a paper on that, and it's also available on the Tughill website. Feel free to make additional copies. There are a couple other papers that are relevant to the village, if not to the village board directly, and that's one on writing zoning board of appeals decisions, and one on regulating home-based businesses, and I'll get those to the planning board and the ZBA. Nominations are still open until August 15th for Tughill Sages. I understand the bottleneck in processing checks written for the 2023 local government conference has been resolved, and if they haven't cleared yet, they should be cleared soon. So Kevin and I talked about that before because the check that the village wrote hadn't been cashed. There was a snap in between Tughill taking in the money and Albany being ready to access it and process it. So that's been resolved, so if it hasn't cleared, it will be soon.
That's one of these two statements then.
Yes.
Okay.
One other thing, the mayor called me to check the laser printer in her office and evaluate the status of the supplies, and then it was possible. I did it just before the meeting, and as it turned out, it was possible, and I did check it. So that has been checked, and in a mark of how time flies, I was thinking the village should have that printer for a year. As it turns out, it's been over 2 years. We didn't order any spare toner cartridges at that time, but I have an update about that too, because when I ran the report on the mayor's computer, the computer offers you, or the printer offers you, a very nice printout. And as you can see from this here, we got good color bars for the three color cartridges, but the black one, which is one up top, is below zero. And that's why the prints here are not as good as you normally get from the mayor's mayor's printer. And another thing that this told me is by looking at the item number, I could see that the cartridges had been replaced once. It has an X after it, which is the extended capacity that I normally order when I'm replacing those, because they offer like twice as many pages for 50% more cost, and we don't have to change them as often. So it's a win in a couple ways. And it also provided me with information on when it was last changed, and that was the black one was installed last June, a year ago. So that's a year, but the other ones are all up above 80%. So we don't need to do anything about them now. And I'll get a black cartridge on sale, order for the mayor, and we'll get that taken care of.
Alrighty.
And excellent. I think that's all I have for you for tonight.
All right, well, thanks,
awesome.
Paul.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.
Okay. Make a motion that we accept Paul Baxter's Tughill report.
I'll second that.
Excellent. All in favor?
Aye.
Hi.
All right, so we're on our grievances and concerns. Chad, do you want to start?
Not really a grievance, more of a couple questions.
Updates or anything?
So I guess my question is, the historical society is going around and getting signatures to pass a now own. Is that the goal, was there a number of signatures that were set that had to be in the village versus out of the village or the town, or
I think we talked about 105 for the village, but now we're doing a town because it is a town historical society.
So is it the village and town?
I don't think the signatures were anything binding.
They just wanted to show community support for the type of support there was for that.
Yeah, like a census to see
because
what
the property was
citizens
donated with the intention of giving it to them. And we basically decided we weren't comfortable with giving it to them unless specifically the village understood that we were going to take some losses on it and that they were willing to kind of eat that. So
yeah,
that was where it came from.
The strings that I had mentioned when you were here last, that way we followed up, and that was the strings. The person who previously owned the bank had gifted it to the village with the intention of it being used and occupied by the Historical Society to present their collection of.
So we've gone 2016 since that time frame, and I presented, you know, my first bid, earlier this year, with nothing else on paper. And then I presented a second one, and then up to the third one, which essentially would make the taxpayers whole. We also put it back on tax roll. And I'm offering up a ton of, you know, upgrades, improvements to it, to say that I'm going to, you know, keep it in its historical value and book. And I'm curious the language that's being disclosed to the village or to the town members to say that this is, you know, if this is even an option to them since they pay the taxes and have booked the bills for a period of 6 years. So I wonder what the catalyst was that since the first bid came in, that now there's, you know, turning off some historical societies asking for that bill.
I think they always wanted it. They came as a whole to a meeting and requested that we looked into this.
Well, our former attorney, Mr. Ventry, he had already written up a contract with us before he passed away. Because Mr.
Monetary value back to the taxpayer for that, or was it just?
No, it was just because that was Mr. Fuller's request for it to go to the Historical Society.
That was written in. Yeah, but there's a contract written saying I'm making this donation specifically for the Historical Foundation, or to say a verbal contract.
I will find a. I'll get all the paperwork together and forward it to you.
Being that we're all new, we're trying to work with everyone on, you know, trying to figure out what was meant to be done with it and what we can do and what the village wants. We did mention that, you know, if it's going to be a historical society, it shouldn't be solely on the village because it is a town. But we haven't had a joint meeting. Our last joint meeting was canceled, so we haven't really been able to discuss that with the town at all so far.
Yeah, so it's going to be discussed on Monday.
Right. So we're hoping to get town involvement in it as well, because, I mean, it would be really nice. I mean, we got a couple parks. And, you know, there's not a whole lot of public attractions for people traveling through and such. So it would be really nice, you know, a little museum kind of set up there with apparently there's Fred storing a lot at his antique shop, and we've got stuff here, and, you know, there's a good presentation that they could put out for the public.
Do you think that more would come in through business, or do you think more would come in through, you know, the village retaining this building and putting on these, you know, or artifacts that we see in person?
I think it would be nice to have a public attraction of some sort. Something.
That's why I'd like to leave it up to the taxpayers.
Yeah. That's kind of where I'm going. You know, if the wording in that letter was, we have somebody that's interested, willing to make the village whole, willing to bring it back on paper. So if the village is not interested, I would move on and also say, you know,
well, this is the difference is that, I mean, you're a private business. So if we were going to put it up for market to sell to a private business, it's completely different than the terms that we, you know, are working with the Historical Society and trying to honor the initial intent of the building that was gifted. Now, if we're going to just sell it, then, you know, we'd have to get it appraised again and put it on the market. So it would be open to the public. So we still wouldn't be doing a private, you know, deal with you anyway, to be honest.
Last time you talked about it, that was kind of the course that was going to be offered to say, what was the value? I think everything was talked about auctioning it, everything was talked about a private deal of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think the reason why I offered $40,000 recently was because that's exactly what was purchased on the open market at an auction. And I can
sit
back on the tax.
I'm
just dying to pay
taxes. Yeah. Well, I appreciate that. Absolutely. So in 2021, before the renovations, it was appraised at $295,000. And I don't have an official recent appraisal, but I've showed pictures to somebody that's been in the industry for a while, the commercial real estate industry, and they estimated it at least $200,000. So the fact would be that still your offer, I mean, your first offer and your third or offer are still probably out of the ballpark for what we would be anticipating to get. I mean, obviously, you know, you can't always expect the full appraised value, but not something so low in comparison.
So people on appraisals and accountants for a living, mm-hmm. in some instances. Appraisals are one thing, but actual sale value is a whole separate.
Yeah.
And I think every taxpayer recognizes that. And for mm-hmm. various villages, towns go through that. So that's where I'm saying, you know, if there is funding for this, or if we want to share what that wording was for the taxpayers for the record, mm-hmm. so you actually hear what that language was being used to get the those signatures, I think it's important. And I think it's important just for transparency purposes.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's what our interest is.
Our intention was getting a census kind of signature service. I do think it, I mean, I don't know if people understand what's been put into it and whatnot. I don't know exactly how we would do that. You know, we want to know what the town wants, I guess. You know, we want to, it's just hard to get that information from people. Because what do you do? Like, I can make a Facebook post, but that doesn't reach everyone, and it's not any kind of binding information. I guess it's tough to figure out how to do that in a fair way.
Yeah, and that's
we're trying.
That's what I saw your face when you read that language that was being used for people to sign. So I was curious what that actually was.
Because there's not a lot of information there.
Right. And that's helpful that we're going around to getting signatures. That the taxpayer knows that there is some fair value. Because if you think you can get $200,000 for it, you can't test, right? I mean, that would be a really nice windfall for the taxpayer, both for the village, for the town, the county as well, or school. So to me, I think getting 105 signatures turning into a museum, I think the village would be welcome, should be welcoming new business, new opportunities, bring something back to the town. You go through all these villages, right? They're spending a lot of somebody's money. I don't know exactly who's, but they're doing a great job through the Memorial Days, the Veteran Days, they're doing the big parades, they're doing, they've refurbished a lot of buildings. I told the group that I went and saw the bank in Phoenix that sold for $100,000 that was moving rent. And they've spent another $300,000 to restore it. I talked to the owners, I talked to what needs to be done, what has to be done to bring that. And so I guess as I look even in the future, like what are we looking at in 5 years from now, right? Where's the money going to come from? If you're not, is it going to come back from the village? Is there things like that being considered, discussed, yes, and talked about?
It is.
And is there a plan that's being addressed to the taxpayer?
Well, there's not a plan to address the taxpayers, but the small groups have not been talked about.
Because so far, this has seemed very quiet. Well, I've tried to come to you directly.
I've sent you.
I tried to share.
Forget, my name is Mayor Murphy.
I mean,
Mayor Murphy. My goal is to just offer something up, and I've heard the last Zoom meeting where the first offer was laughable. I understood. I get it. Then the second offer, and then I got to speak to people privately. I got to understand that, I'm pro-business. And now we're not, in open forum. No, I'm not pro-business. I'm all for this opportunity. Just feels like the taxpayer here is going to be the one that's going to struggle.
Well, I mean, at the end of...
I guess that's my grievance.
At the end of the day...
That made that.
I don't want us to own it.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't buy the building.
If they want the Historical Society to have it, I don't want to disrespect the town.
Yeah, I mean, it was a
gift. We all knew we didn't accept the properties. I wish we hadn't. I don't really want us to have the lot down the street either, but we do. And it's something we're trying to figure out how to handle, I guess, is what it is. Because someone else accepted these properties, and now we're kind of in a spot.
And I think that's a great, that's a great thought, right? Because you're going to find yourself, how much money is this thing going to generate on its own in 5 years from now? are you going to want to own something that was not able to be properly funded into on the maintenance side of the equation? And we're going to find ourselves, maybe it won't be you folks, but it's going to be the taxpayers going to find themselves in another situation.
Well, I mean, that would be down the road a bit. I mean, $114,000 just got put into the building. It's got a, I mean, the biggest cost of most buildings would be the roof. That's all set. Foundation's good. The bones of the building are fine. It just got cosmetic, cosmetically remodeled. So, I mean, looking at the next 10 years, there shouldn't be any large expenses.
You guarantee that?
I mean, there's no guarantees in life when it comes to buildings. But, I mean, what would you anticipate it would need? I mean, you walked through.
I don't anticipate. I don't anticipate the next maintenance issue, but I'm sure there's going to be a problem.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, it's got a new furnace, it's got a new roof, it's got all new flooring and bathrooms and plumbing. I mean, if you replace everything in a building, I mean, the chances of it needing a large, maintenance expense is pretty minimal in the foreseeable future. Thinking at least a decade or so, the roof, I mean, roofs are rated for 30 years as a commercial roof, $76,000 roof. So, I mean.
Was the entire roof redone or was it done on a section?
I don't have the documents, but from what I understand, it was a total loss. The roof, because it was already getting towards the end of its life, and then the drain got clogged. Completely destroyed. I see. Well, I mean, either way, we could take that section off and demo the building and sell all the materials on the aftermarket for more than $40,000. In my mind, I mean.
Does anyone know?
I'm being facetious about that. I'm not going, I wouldn't recommend that, obviously, but.
Well, we can beat this horse to death. I think the bottom line is that we want to do what our constituents, the taxpayers, and whether that's the town and the village or whether it's just the village, what they want us to do. The thing is we don't seem to have a good way to get the data or the input that we need to try to make a decision in their favor. The Historical Society has gone out, and of course, the lack of manpower and labor tried to get something together. Is it thorough enough? Is it complete enough? Did enough word get out? I'd be the first one to say, not everything. The idea is how much detail can we get out? If somebody has a solution that we can find out, I mean, I wish we had like an emergency, like where you hit on your phone and everybody says yes or no, and you just hit them with three or four pages.
To read that question out loud, but three online for everybody.
All right, we will.
This was
something on my page. I mean,
all right, you put it on your page.
You
say, there's
no way to get
what I'm concerned about is a bunch of people that don't actually live here or have any stake in it. Answer being not being able to differentiate
or if you give them three or four,
and who's not,
and if you give them three or four pages of detail, how many of them are really going to read it to that point, and then how many people also just think that tax money is free and it doesn't come any place. It's like not their money.
No,
we don't know.
And I heard it here today that we have, people are concerned about really just general costs of being hooked up or not being hooked up. It's a time of inflation. Everybody's struggling, right? Everybody's in a much more difficult situation. You would think that we want to move towards revenue generating. Something that would be paying taxes and covering some of
the who is we? Because that's not the opinion of anybody at this table.
You don't want to bring people's taxes down?
Well, yeah, I want to bring taxes down.
Okay, then maybe it's not. Maybe it's just.
I mean, when we're assessing the value to a community, one property has to be compared to the corresponds one for one. So, I mean, yes, we don't want to raise taxes, which
we're in a circular argument here. And one of the assumptions I think that's going on is that inherently the business, taxpaying business, is going to be more valuable than a vibrant community organization, which is something this community desperately needs. We need both. We need the new business. We need something like the museum. We need both these things.
Yeah.
I think when we talked about
how do we get both of them done?
My main purpose in suggesting the some kind of survey was because I'd like to see the property just be sold at least for what we owe on it and be gone. But there's people advocating for something else. So that's why I wanted to try to get some feedback from the town and village first.
And that's what I appreciate. That's the response. You know, not understanding what the question was, I hear what's being posed to people. But there's just options for folks.
Yeah.
Especially in this environment. I think that's the most important.
So I propose that we, the Historical Society, if you guys would add a little more of a summary to the petition.
The lawyer is the one that wrote that.
Okay. Oh, okay. So maybe Steve, would you be able to expand on that? Give a little more detail to the signers on the petition. And I mean, this was just last month that they had, and they just started recently. So, I mean, I think in what, a couple of weeks, you've got over 100 people signed.
3 days.
So maybe we could revisit those people, clarify things and make sure, you know, confirm they started a petition where they sign again. You know, it's an inconvenience, but
when is our next election?
They're involved, then.
I mean, with all respect, I guess my concern is our minutes are public. I mean, this is anyone who, I mean, if you, this could be something that's a public hearing or something of that nature. How much are we looking to add for a simple signature form? The main goal was to just generate, to determine what the general interest is for this situation.
Yeah.
I mean, are we going to put down the exact amount of renovations? I mean, I'm happy to do whatever you guys tell me to. You're my boss. But I need to know exactly what you want on there then. And how much detail needs to be on there. Think, honestly, an idea for a signature page, I'm not sure how many people are reading the top section. They're probably just seeing, oh, nice lady is in front of my house and wants to say if we want the Historical Society. Sure, I'll sign my name. Boom. Transaction done in 15 seconds.
Right.
I don't usually see too many people going through it at length. That being said, you tell me what to do, it gets done. Simple as that.
We explain to them.
I would like people to know what we have into the building, what loss we would incur if we give it away, what potential loss in the future that would include, and financially at least, and you know, from the other end, I guess, you know, what the benefits of the community would be.
Maybe it sounds to like a public hearing to me. I mean, how are we supposed to get that done in a signature?
Yeah, well, that's what's so hard to figure out.
Steve, maybe it's just that, like, you have the basic question, but then you say, understanding that your financial liability will be this much. You know, in other words, just to put the number out there.
Okay. Do we have a number?
It's around 40,000.
Yeah, it's 38.
No. I know we got the 40,000. So that's the argument.
The current losses we've had on the building. Because
the insurance pays for a lot.
The rest
of they cover the rest.
I'm still parachuting.
But the cost of tax.
So I guess my concern now is this seeming less like a gauging of interest if we were to give it to the Historical Society, and more sounding like we have potentially 2 to 3 options, which makes me wonder, again, is this not a more of a proper remedy for a public hearing as opposed to a description? But that being said, if you just put a list, everything that you would like me to put in this, I will adapt my template and make the modifications if that's what you guys want to do.
Maybe that would be the best thing, a public hearing, well-publicized, and let people, if they feel passionately about it, they can speak on it. And if they don't care, then I guess they can stay home.
But that's usually like the public hearings where we've already made a stand. So in other words, we're starting to make the decision.
Are we allowed to just sell it to a private individual or corporation, or do we have to do a request for...
Well, that was I initially thought we should either list it or auction it, because I didn't want to be responsible for just going to gentlemen like this and just saying, yeah, here you go. Because what if there's a better offer? I don't, at the least, open it to, if you're going to sell it, open it to a bidding time and accept offers, sealed bids or something.
My understanding of the current law, without going as in-depth as such as till we have a firm decision, in which case I will go much, much, much farther in-depth, but it's my understanding that it would need to go up to some sort of bidding as opposed to as opposed to a transactional one-to-one ratio. I believe you need to open up to a bidding, much like if we were to get a contractor to do work. We can't just hire one random contractor. We need to open up to bidding to allow a bunch of different individuals. That being said, I don't know real estate transactions for municipalities off the top of my head, but I can easily research it.
Yeah, I think that's jumping the gun right now. We're trying to decide what the town wants to do. But we know, the idea is...
Town, we still need to know these...
I would hate to be the one to decide without doing what, our taxpayers and villagers. So I want to know what they want and if they understand all the information. And then pretty much we're here to represent them, not to really pick a choice on our own and have people challenge it.
Yeah, I mean,
and I don't want to make it very complicated because most people don't have the time or the attention to detail that we might take. So the idea is just add, it's like adding one more sentence just so they understand it by you signing this yes, this is what you agreed to. But then again, other people say add on and say, well, you could get this much, but you might not get this much. You can't make it complicated. You got to make it very simple.
Yeah. Feels like we're moving the goalposts. Circle society.
Well, I'm not trying to move the goalposts. All I'm trying to do is to trying to figure out what they want. In other words, is what does everybody really want if they understand the information? Like if they come back and say, oh, I didn't realize this or whatever, I think it still will stay the same.
It's still our choice, though. I mean, we have to decide what we think is the best thing to do.
Well, that's why I want to involve the town, because my gut is
we need to. Exactly.
I mean, that was what my first inclination was. I'm trying to accommodate people here who are involved in our town and care about it and have something that they're passionate about and evaluate how the town and village people think about that.
Yeah.
Because to me, I just don't think the government should own property. I just want it gone. I don't really want us to have the cost or the liability or any of that.
I think the one thing, though, speak on behalf of the historical society is that it's not just a dollar amount, is they're going to be manning the thing. So it's basically that's part of the assets that they're adding is the building will be manned to handle the town and be open during the regular times. But
is there been a discussion about hours that it's going to be manned?
Yes, there has been all kinds of suggestions on how they can fundraise. We've had expensive meetings.
And that'll open up doors too, because we can't, I mean, as a municipality, we don't have a lot of options as far as generating income, but as a nonprofit historical society, it would open up doors to additional funding. And like Jack was saying, like GoFundMe's potentially, there's a big, following of a historical,
Not to be a skeptic, I was involved in antiques, bottle collecting, local history, and I was the only person under maybe 70 that was involved in that. And I don't say that to be smart, but I just don't know that younger people are going to feel the same way about giving a building away as people who've been here for a long time and have something invested in the town.
Yeah.
And they still pay taxes and everything. And it's unfortunate that not everyone cares about history and everything, but a lot of people don't. I mean, the Empire State Bottle Collectors Association is the longest running bottle collectors club in the country. It's based out of Syracuse. I was a member. And I was by far the youngest person there. The next guy was my buddy, Mike, who was in his 40s. And beyond that, everyone was retired.
Yeah.
I mean, there's Gary Schaap, that owns Schaap Equipment, was in it. I mean, he's retired. He sold his business. There was a couple of locals that were involved, people from around Central New York. But there was not any way to get younger people involved in it. So I'm just...
And I guess it's a good point.
That's why I want to make sure there's community interest.
When Kim put stuff on it,
I just want to know what the community was.
Yeah.
Well, when Kim put stuff on at night, she gets over 2,000 hits on our site.
Yeah.
When she puts a trivia on and stuff, and that's most older people aren't on the computers. It's a lot of young people.
And I think
from all over the place.
The village to continue to prosper and move forward. We need to get new people in. We got to give them some of the amenities that are in some of these other towns in the village. And when you have a business that wants to participate, I mean, participate in the old, you know, old parish days. And Mayor, I had asked the question about hours a day because I knew we all the discussions. And I remember it was going to be open 3 days a week, and I think that there was some limited hours. You're going to have a building like that, the beautiful historic value, that's going to sit largely empty. I think if you're going to ask the taxpayer, you know, we're looking at either bringing just a simple question, we're looking at either having a business in here, or we're looking at continuing to maintain it and bring the historical society in here. Yes, we have to digest $38,000 of things that were lost. I think that that's a, you know, fairly straightforward, simple question.
I mean, I would say it's going to sit mostly empty. They're going to be using it with their group, which will give them the advantage of potentially growing their group and not having a schedule to have meetings here. It's going to give them a place to exhibit their stuff, which they have no place right now.
Can we talk about having our board meetings down there?
And three days a week. I mean, it's a small town, so 3 days a week, it's not nothing for volunteers. I mean, we're talking about volunteers volunteering their own personal time to benefit the community. When I lived in Canastota, there's the canal. They have a little canal museum. That one has a notice on the door that, if you're out of their regular hours where they're there, you could call and see if someone's available, or you could schedule an appointment, which is something that they could probably also do.
I guess to accommodate people. We're going to proceed. So the petition's great. Should we do a mailer with all the information, ask for feedback? What? How do we proceed with this to actually get somewhere? Because
circles.
I mean, I guess if we, what if we send a mailer to, and we would have to decide if this is going to be county and village or this village. I think it should be bold because I think
well, depending on what the town wants, it affects everybody. Yeah. Right. Or after Monday's meeting. So after Monday's meeting, if the town wants any involvement at all in this project,
if we do a mailer. We
could send them out.
Well, you know, we sent out 250 some mailers for water. We got 37 back for water.
Yeah, I understand that.
People don't like to get involved always, but I mean, at least that way we would give them a chance to send their feedback, and but maybe they could do a.
I would like it to at least explain how the building came to us, what the costs were, what the plan is if they move ahead with giving it to the Historical Society.
And send every property over.
Mm-hmm. Property.
And what other options are to dispose of? Because, I mean, this is, we only meet every so often, so it's hard.
Yeah, I'd be answering for the town side.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if the town's involved, then they could cover the town mailing and we could cover the village.
I don't think we can move ahead with giving.
I mean, we're talking a couple hundred bucks, but to get everybody's.
If the town's not willing to support in some sort of way, I don't know how. Because the Historical Society is not just for the village.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Well, we're called Parish Town, and the town did say that they would help support us. So.
Great. Okay. All right. So how about we revisit this next month after the meeting on Monday and additional feedback and then see where we land, with that progress. And I mean, hopefully we're hoping the town will want to be involved.
Online as well. Just
cool.
For anecdotal excellent opinions.
Let me just thank you for your time. This is somebody showing interest in what we want. This is not to offend the mayor. This is not to offend the Historical Society. This is somebody willing to bring business, to willing to pay taxes. I have 6,000 employees within my group. It will bring traffic through here. I work for some very large employers in Oswego County. It will bring traffic through, which is revenue. So if people want to know the story, I am happy to go through it and not discount it. And again, I apologize, Mayor. And also
just quick, what's your business besides the dairy farm?
So we provide two things: advisory services to employees within organizations. For example, we structure and create the plan for Sewell County opportunities. So we do the due diligence on the funds, the investments, we make sure that it's appropriate for all the regulations of the risk, which is just law of governance for retirement. And I go out in that community directly with the employees. They've been a big advocate of wanting me to have a location somewhere in Sewell County. I do the same for Sewell County Mutual. I do the same for Family Care Medical. You're probably the doctor.
That's my doctor.
You know, probably the doctors that most of us go that, you know, it's an opportunity to bring people through traffic. And so we do advisory services, we do compliance services. And, you know, my vision for the building would be, it would be great to have, to make it a financial center, right? But maybe there's an accountant or a tax preparer that could actually sit or rent office space or partner up in some terms to say, okay, we have a professional place that somebody can go. I've heard, you know, my group does some bookkeeping. It's not a very large service, it's very selective who we do it for. It would be interesting to have if there's bookkeepers in the community so that they have something. This Oswego County is not full of huge businesses. It's full of a lot of smaller businesses that can use those sort of resources. So to me, I think Oswego County is a great place. I got a lot of big clients out in Western New York, and Portuguese, so I spend a lot of time traveling, but I would love to have interns here. I would love to hire another advisor here. I would love to, I talked in my last email, I offer employee benefits to my employees. They're getting 8% profit sharing to their retirement. I pay 100% of their employee benefits, all four. And Jackie mentioned, and we have it done in Bradstreet. I have a request that I can assure you that, and you know, it's a viable, financially viable company that's giving a lot to its employees. And I think I carry this, you know, it comes from my background in farming, and that's why I share all this, is that it's not me starting a smoke shop in the middle of town, or, you know, a more insurance agent or something else like that. It's something that could bring a lot of employees to this. And we have 81 exits. That's, we have really bad weather around here, so there's always going to be a challenge come winter time. But the 81 exits is what I mean. I think it could be a nice Dodger County coming up, a Swiggle County coming over. I think that gives me the opportunity to give a place where people can meet me as opposed to on location at the employers. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks.
All right. Hey, Craig, I have your turn.
Yes. So my name is Tom Harrington. I purchased a property over on Bangalore. It's just woods. There's nothing on it. The issue is the same. When I purchased the property, I was given easement to the property, both by foot and vehicles. And there is a whole roadway where the easement is. There's a whole roadway. I'm so confused on what's going on. What's the county, just to be honest.
Okay.
There's a whole roadway there, but when they close it down, they dump a bunch of tons of dirt, so there's no way to get it. Now, my first three times to the property, I parked on the side of the road. There's a ditch there, and then there's the vacant house. Did not get off the road. So my vehicle's half on, half off, and I did have a drunk guy on a motorcycle crash into the ditch. We had to pull him out.
Oh, man.
We've got, I couldn't tell you how many people stopped their vehicles. They were parked next to it that were having to come out. Just to say, hey, there's crazy going on. I lost the property back here. So it was generating a lot of concern from the neighbors, and then also poses, you know, the safety hazard for other neighbors who are enjoying themselves a little much. Which is fine.
Can I interrupt real quick? Yes. What's the address?
It doesn't have an address.
Do you know what the nearest address is?
Yeah, is it?
Because I don't think it's in the village. And if it's not in the village, I don't think there's a lot.
Well, it's, we own the dump. We own
the
village dump on Bangalore.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, there's a village.
So what does he have to
not
do?
Not anymore.
He no, used to be.
Okay. They made a stop. Many years ago. Oh, thank goodness.
I don't have that thing. I put a lot of the money that I have into this land because I want to.
Which one is his?
I've got three kids. I want to be able to take them out there.
Maybe
hunt, fish, camp.
Well,
I don't
sure,
have a building on
I'm confused.
I just want to
know that's on the road. It's on the road.
Is it this one? Tractor, my mountain.
Yeah.
Man, all I want to do is either purchase easements or a portion of it. Just be able to do that. That's all I'm looking for in the future. If I ever had funds, I'd love to purchase the whole thing. It's not the cards anytime.
If you have an easement,
I have an easement, but there's no roadway access. It's straight woods.
He would
so
like to
I
purchase
can't get anything back there. Park on
I think
the
he, his is right here.
Oh, okay. That's the section he wants
so
to purchase so he could have
money.
Road access.
So how would he go about doing
said,
that?
I'm sorry. I'm not familiar with the property. So, I'm just
right. So there's actually a picture.
Yeah.
So there's one
you
that overlays the actual dump, which should be highlighted in green. And then there's the portion guesstimate of where the easement is right now, and that's what I'm looking to purchase.
Can you just come on up here? And
I think this section here with the red or pink is where he's trying to purchase.
Yeah, so this is show me which
oh, that one's
this
different.
Is my
oh.
property right here.
Okay, the road is
oh, here. That one's different. I
can't. Road is here. Okay, so this is the vacant property that it's behind. My easement is right here along this corner, and it comes up. Don't ask me how many feet, stuff
right.
like that. I don't remember. I'm just looking to purchase this right here, just so I have enough to make a little roadway to come in and just to be able to get back there off the road.
There's no way you can come up.
No, because it's complete. The old roadway that's there, I mean, you're talking a 6-foot mound of dirt.
Oh, wow.
There's literally no way to get in there without bringing
so
a tractor or an excavator.
So apparently that was the idea. There's no way to get in there.
Yes. And now this is another thing, Dustin. Again, so I'm just trying to be completely transparent. There is also DEC test wells that are on the site that is also in this portion that I want to buy. So whether that takes it into account of anything, whether you can or cannot sell it, I don't know.
That might be the hang up.
I just wanted to look into it. My other offer I had, if you can't sell it to me, could we move the dirt, put in a gate so nobody else can get in there, and either I have a key or we both have a key. Just so that way I can get to my property because I have a
you
lifetime
have an existing
easement.
To cross
I have
this.
A lifetime easement for vehicle and foot traffic.
It sounds like the second option might be easier for everybody. Saves you the trouble because otherwise you got to tie the attorney.
I would consider the
term, we block this easement. We're
the long-term solution.
Yeah. I don't
think
you want to
buy
just
I don't think we can block an easement.
I just wasn't sure what
it
was
yeah. Yeah, I feel like if
there's a monitoring well.
If it's a lifetime easement, I feel like like Daryl's saying, I feel like we should probably have to move the dirt anyway.
Property for the house behind him, and he has to maintain the road.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
My understanding of the whole situation is that Bob Ganant was, I believe, this gentleman's attorney. They drafted a lifetime an easement was granted. I believe Attorney Ganant filed it. I have no reason not to doubt it because Mr. Ganant is an amazing attorney. But sir has to handle all of the. He's in charge of the maintenance. If he wants to create this able to be able to use this easement, I believe that the costs and the elements go on to him. So I don't think the village needs to,
as the property owner.
Yeah, understood. But I don't think the village needs to remove the dirt. Is the question? It's on the easement.
Can you repeat that again, Steve, please?
That I don't. Know.
I don't believe that the village would need to remove.
In like that little. Yep. Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm hearing a lot of. Unfortunately, the negative of Zoom is when one person talks, knocks out the whole thing for me. So it's my understanding that the property owner, the owner who has the easement, is responsible for the care and upkeep, which would be obviously the dirt was not added after the fact. This would have been during the time of the transfer. So if sir wants to move the dirt, I don't see any reason why he cannot.
Cool. So you could would you be able to do that?
Move the dirt.
I mean, just need enough to drive through, right?
As long as you guys are okay with that, I can move the dirt. And if you want a gate there, I can put a gate. I don't have an issue with that.
I mean, I don't think we need a gate, right?
That's
just like an
empty. My concern,
as long as you don't destroy any of the.
I'm not familiar with
well,
these
no. But you probably
like
want a gate because it's going to provide access to your property, but also to ours.
And that's
and then,
why.
And then
that's why.
If people take it's a attractive nuisance. To have a nice road into the woods.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. So a gate would probably be. Yeah.
So if there's a road there, I want a gate.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Obviously, you guys have signs posted, stuff like that. Nobody's supposed to be on there for liability reasons, given the event that one of the events that transpired previously. That's why I want to put the gate there.
Cool.
And then also after purchasing the property and looking at it, stuff like that, talking with the previous owner, there was also some issues in the past where a logging company came in and took logs that they were not supposed to take off of this property.
We were robbed.
Wow. Yes, it came from
so sketchy.
There's the property behind me, mine plus the town. And I was like, this doesn't make like three people did not do this at once. So I asked the previous owner. He's like, yes, someone came in and logged it.
The trees were logged off at ground level.
Yeah,
trying to hide. Trying to hide the stumps.
They're all about this. And it's
wow.
They definitely destroyed the property. But that's neither crazy. Here nor there. That was my reasoning for offering the gate as another solution. Would you guys have the key? Me have the key. That way, if DEC wants to use that, then they could have access if they came to you guys to
right.
be able to drive exactly. or whatever the case.
I guess one thing I want to know is if he moves them.
What's that?
How often does a DEC come out for testing?
No idea. I've only been out to my property so far.
I think it was about
five times.
I'm not familiar with the property, but is there any area we would want him to move the dirt to?
I was working there. He called.
Wasn't there testing done 2 years ago? I think it was during my tenure when we were talking about.
Yeah, they did it a few years ago, and I think he said he had done it like 10 years before that.
Yeah, so I think we're good for at least another decade.
I'm saying move the dirt on his own property.
And when the last testing went well,
I mean,
too, that's my understanding.
Oh, great.
We should just have to push it off to a side, create the path, because there would be some saplings that would have to come out, obviously. And then I could try and move it from
there.
Or level it out.
What did you say you use the property for? Just out of curiosity.
Hunting camp.
Playground. Gotcha.
Taking
all right, so it's not going to be like a big commercial site because I was just thinking, you know, the additional traffic or whatever could be a problem. But all right, cool. Just a private. All right.
Planning on doing anything other than going out there to enjoy it. Like I want to.
Gotcha.
I have a camper, smaller camper. I'll be able to take that out there.
Yeah.
Let them have at it, basically.
Awesome. Sounds good.
I don't.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if you have an easement there, I think you should be able to use it. Yeah,
absolutely.
Issue with that. Yeah. As long as you don't damage any of the testing wells or anything like that. Yeah. I don't have any.
The only reason I had offered to purchase it was because I know the previous owner had also put in an offer, but also just for the longevity of everything of best interest, because I wasn't sure.
I just don't
want to run into issues.
Yeah.
I'm not opposed to purchasing the PC there. I just don't know. We'd have to look into it legally.
Yeah, you know? We'd have to check with the DEC. And so whatever
works best for everybody.
Right.
Ultimately.
Wait, I mean, if you wanted to do it sooner than later, I think just letting you, you got the easement and letting you clear a road is probably the path of least resistance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we need a motion?
I guess.
I don't know. I
don't think you do.
No,
but why not? I mean,
it can't hurt, right? And that way we all know we're on agreement that it's okay. We never go back. Yeah. And then
Todd, all right. I make a motion that Todd Harrington is able to clear the easement on his property. The easement
or pathway.
Yeah.
Pathway to
his gate in the dirt.
Gate and
with the gate, do you guys want me to give the assessor or whoever just to make sure? I don't know if there's any compliance with gates, to be honest.
I think you probably just have to be out of the right of way, right?
Probably you might want to call the highway supervisor, maybe.
The code
officer.
Yeah,
just
right away
at
all.
Put it in there, and then it's wrong and have to pull it.
Yeah, out. Just a
big swingy thing.
Should be fine.
Big piece of steel or.
Okay.
Excellent. All right, so I'll make a motion. I second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Look, we got something done.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there.
No.
Yeah, that's what I meant. We do get in circular motions here sometimes.
All right, so you put this in your folders about the fungal we will be receiving. Any questions you can ask Kevin?
That's just your chips. Chips
and the chips. We need our chips.
And or the deadlines.
Yeah.
The deadline for submission of your paperwork.
No, you're all set. Man. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And good luck. Yeah, good luck with the property and have fun out there. It's summertime, so this is the perfect time to get it resolved.
There's probably berries out there.
What's that?
Yeah. There's probably berries out there.
Blackberries are in.
Awesome.
I thought you said bears.
There might be bears. Yeah.
Thank you. Have a good night. Thanks.
And then I was also approached this month by Preston, and Kevin had talked to Tom, and he's going to get together with that. He doesn't want to pay us.
He wants to reduce that, I believe.
Yeah.
For that property by the title. Yeah, we talked about the garage, and he said it's never been hooked up to the sewer, but yet Verizon suddenly Wayne's been charged forever since I've been here. But I can't reduce the unit charge without you guys having information of A, is he hooked up or not? If he is not hooked up, is it capped? If it's capped, if Camden Group so says it's capped with some sort of written information to state such, now you guys have justification to authorize me on the next sewer billing to reduce him to a quarter unit.
Yeah, I thought I thought they were going to follow up with that already. Was that
the first letter we got was on the 19th of October, and then he sent something back in January, and then he
Yeah, I mean, once we get the official notification that it's capped off, then yeah, he shouldn't have to pay a sewer bill. He's not even in the sewer.
To clarify the letter sequence, he sent that letter in, yes, but there was a question as to which property tax number he was referring to.
Okay, I see. So we were trying to clarify that.
I have the tax map numbers, and I was looking, hoping he would have sent something back so that I could verify, because he's got his account numbers 8, 9, and 93. Well, 8 and 9 are on one side of the railroad tax number, 93 is another building, which I believe is on the corner, which is a standalone house, because he's got the little...
Well, what's he talking about, the garage?
Yes, that
one. Oh, who's this?
Preston.
It is, okay, yeah. Yeah. Another one.
Now, in the interval... Supposedly, Camden Group went out there, found the manhole cover, went down inside the manhole, found a connection mark, Pete's garage.
Interesting.
Nobody, I mean, I've even talked to like John Dunn, who's been like forever. He doesn't remember a Pete's garage at that location.
Pete's garage.
It's only from 1980 or so, right? Is that, well, that's when the sewer went.
How long?
Or 70 something. Yeah, late 70s. Yeah. 78 or something.
Yeah, I think he's been since I've been doing the sewer records, which has been since like 05-ish.
Well, do you remember what the address was?
Yeah, right.
339 South Railroad.
I'll look on the tax website. And
yeah, it's,
yeah, we've done all that before. Yeah,
there was no Pete there ever.
It pops up as the double two-bay garage.
I mean, my previous owner.
I didn't even know there was a number assigned to it. Right?
So you run some green down a hole in the building and see if it comes out in the hole in the ground.
And types in that number, it should pop up a picture of a double bay garage. Right?
That works.
I think I've done it before. I've looked at it myself.
You have. And I think that's his writing. But we've gone through this. But I just wanted to let you know.
He's bringing it because he put a sticky note back on his bill when he paid it the other day.
Okay.
So that's why I talked to Tom, so to let Tom know that I'm giving Preston his number so that Preston can get with Tom and get this stinking thing taken.
Okay. All right. So once he confirms with them, and then Camden confirms with us,
looks at it,
so we could resolve it then.
Gives written okay to the board or whatever.
Yeah.
Then you guys can take a fraction, and I can on the next season goes in September, hopefully reduce his charge, make Preston happy.
Well, hopefully, yeah. Well, maybe by next month we could have this figured out. We'll vote on it. We'll pass a motion or whatever. And yeah,
it continues to move.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we'll circle back to that then. Okay. I don't think we need a motion for that. Right. That's we're not actually.
A couple weeks ago, on July 20th. The head honcho at the insurance company came over for he's an inspector and left us a few recommendations. I did get the sign put on the gym door, and then I had to get some updates of insurance. And for the key bank, I had my husband go down and shut the water off. And we're just waiting on the wastewater treatment plant to find out something about a surge protector. Although Kevin said what happened that caused that big insurance claim last year. A surge protector wouldn't have helped because they knocked the pole down.
Oh, in the plant, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, surge protector wouldn't have done anything because when
when the whole pole tips over and all the underground wires come with it, yanking them out of their location,
yeah,
so they're not going to work. Backup generator not even going to work, right. I don't think. Although we do have one now.
I think National Grid should have paid us for all that.
Okay, and then he sent us over our new insurance policy. Does anybody want to look at it? That's here. Somebody wants to check it out. And I think we'll table this till next month. Nymer has sent us a new policy against discrimination and harassment. There's just a couple of changes from what our policy was. I haven't had any time to look at it because I've been very busy this month. But I will look it over and tell you what the changes are from our previous one on that. Marinella and I did go over to the Key Bank. And I took pictures, and mostly what's in there is just that. You got anybody want to look at pictures? It's the Mills and Petrie well, the
original.
Yes, the original one. And there's stuff from the library and U.S. Treasury bonds and more papers for the library. And what is a lot of library and village stuff. Village parking lot, Gary Block, what the heck is that?
I think that's the municipal parking lot. The big one, I'll say, on the corner.
Okay.
But then you come down over the little ridge. There's a space of green. There used to be a house there.
Yeah. Okay.
I think that's the place they're talking about.
All right. Okay. Because I really didn't know. But that's about what it was. Now, it's a large box, and I think we should keep it. But I would like to maybe, when our time is up there, I'd like to switch it over to Pathfinder only because I would like to have it more convenient. Well, I'd like everything to be in one bank.
Yeah, that makes sense.
We pay $125 a year for that.
And I think Pathfinder has this comparable, is it what, 10 by 10 box? Or
yeah, yeah. Because that box is full. That was crazy. I think I made a lot of time was spent trying to get that done. I think it took 3 trips to the bank, finally. All right, so now we've had a lot of issues with our paychecks. And I don't know, people are going to be paid late this week, Kevin and Marinella and our janitor, because they said we didn't pay them. We had a lot, it was just crazy. And I talked to, yesterday I talked to 5 different people at paychecks, and each one of them told me a different story. And we have all our receipts that says we paid it. And then they said they didn't know what the money was for. They sent it back. Well, our bank has no record of any money being returned. So it's just kind of crazy. And Kevin and I were just trying to figure this out tonight, 5:30.
Yeah,
it was crazy. And hopefully that I can get down here tomorrow to do a payroll that should have been done on Monday. Because they closed our account right down. So we had to start another one right back up. Mm-hmm. So we will be looking for another payroll company. Because that's crazy. You know, Gordon said that, can I say that? Some of his clients say they are doing a lot.
Yeah, we've had issues with them recently too, on a couple different matters. So I don't know, there might be some transitions going on there, resulting or short staffing or something going on. But our employees not getting paid is, it's kind of like, it's a deal breaker for a payroll company. I mean, you don't,
yeah,
you,
yeah.
You know, you gotta pay the people to work. So that's not good.
I thought I had everything all settled yesterday. So I paid them a pretty good sum of money with my own credit card to get it. So because I wanted the guys paid on time. So I call the number that I always call when I called our payroll in, and that number has been disconnected.
That's another good sign.
So it's just been pretty crazy.
The only constant piece of information was Mayor contacted Pathfinder Bank Central Square, talked to one person. They showed the check was cleared to 28. Back up one step. For you guys, the new board members, back in February, our prior general fund checking account was hacked into. And I did my stuff, filed a police report, went down to the bank the following Monday. So I found it on a Friday night when I was doing the bank reconciliation. I go, yeah, someone's right.
There's a wash check. So there's somebody got a copy of a check that somebody probably deposited and threw in the trash. They got it and then they washed it.
Pretty nice job on my signature.
Forged a payment.
I went down on Monday to explain the situation to the bank manager at Central Square, John. And he goes, well, how much is in? And I go, oh, well, blah, blah, blah. He goes, how much is in? I go, this one? He goes, no. And I go, yeah, they hit us again.
Yes.
They tried to hit us again over the weekend. So we closed that account. So anyway, come to the third, it's regular third Wednesday of the month meeting, bills got to get paid. My old checking account is no longer around anymore. I've got a new checking account and no checks because they haven't come in yet. So I went to the Central Square Bank branch, like I always do on my way from work with all the stuff, took a copy of each voucher, the amount, who it was made out to, and had bank checks done. This one bank check, and even in the memo line, had the two invoice numbers on it. So this one check went to paychecks. Had it. And that's the one they're claiming they turned back in. But Mayor talked
with Central Square. When you say bank checks, you mean like cashier's checks?
Yes. Exactly.
Okay. Oh, and those probably come off the statement bank shows them when they're processed.
Yes. The bank, once the bank, we told it all up, got an amount. The bank took that one chunk amount out of my checking, our checking, the village checking account. Not a problem. Now, for the bank to track those checks, it's on the bank now.
Yeah.
To track.
Well, yeah, that's a cashier's check.
So, but I mean, so we followed up and they said that it was cashed on the other end somewhere, or deposited?
The mayor contacted one first at Central Square Bank, got it printed out, very small print, that it was cleared to 28.
So they have a cleared, they have the clear check, but that's the signature.
I stopped at today's bank, at the bank today on my way home also because I had to make a deposit. Talked to the bank manager, Jim, explained the situation, you know, the mayor talked to one person, said, we get one person says here, Pathfinder says it was cleared. We talked to another person, Pathfinder say it wasn't cleared.
And so this is for their invoice. Okay. So if it was cleared, then they messed up on their accounting end. Is that why payroll didn't get processed? Because they didn't get paid for a couple invoices from February?
We didn't pay them this particular amount. But anyway.
Wow.
But in today's report, what I did,
that's crazy.
Jen gave me her printout. Oh, look, and she even circled it. Clear. 228. We've got the same information from Pathfinder Bank twice. Clear. 228.
Okay. All right.
Well,
so
they definitely $600.
That's
then it was $400, and now it was $500.
I mean, they've been doing it for a while. It doesn't matter if you owe a few $1,000 on your invoices. You don't not pay employees. Like, I've never heard of a payroll company in my life doing that. I mean, if it's an ongoing, you know, if it's been 3 years, you haven't got paid. Like, yeah, you might need to, notify. But did they even contact you to explain, hey, we're gonna not cross your payroll, et cetera?
We're all good.
Okay, so they got some serious miscommunications there.
They certainly do. So that's that.
All right.
All right. So I did tell you that they put in the WEA grant for the wastewater treatment. Here that is. I think if anybody wants to look at any of this stuff, let me know.
And just excuse me, back to that paychecks. They did that once before, and they said the library hadn't paid, so they wouldn't send the village's paychecks.
No,
and I said it's two different entities. While you're doing it, and the library had paid their, you know, had paid it, and they had proof
that's
of
crazy.
It. But why would they, you know, hold our checks?
Yeah,
when it's two different entities.
That's absurd.
Change payroll companies, is that a board issue, or is that just up to the mayor, or how does that work? If we look at another place,
I feel like that's probably a management thing under her purview. I'm thinking, you know, the reach out, right. And yeah, I don't know. I'll double check, or we could double check on that.
Maybe if these are different, we have to,
because it shouldn't substantially change. I don't think
payroll outsourcing as a line item in our budget,
yeah.
The only thing would be
so big. If it were more money, we'd probably.
If it was substantially more, yeah. And
as long as it's within the budget, we're good, I guess.
Yeah.
So then there's also the end of the year when I say, hey, I need a position to zero the lines out. That would be worst case scenario on that line.
Okay. Well, then they also, C2A did our SAM grant or SAM application. So we're all set for that so we can apply for grants. I wanted to try to apply for a grant regarding the bank by the 28th. Well, I cannot access that account. And there was not any communication between the prior administration and myself. Nobody knows anything. So I'm going to meet with Katie and Jennifer with Tug Hill, and we're going down to a presentation on Wednesday, and hopefully I'll find out our number and stuff.
Because they don't let you access that stuff unless you have your secret code.
And without the right secret code.
Yes, without you, that's right. Without the secret code, you are not allowed in. And I think that's all I have.
Okay. Oh, did you mention CARP?
Oh, yes. No, all right. That's well. That's in the old home day. August 5th, 10 to 3. Anybody want to volunteer to be in the Duncan booth? Evelyn said she would.
I would sign right up, but it's my, we had to move my son's birthday up because the second baby is due before too long. So, yep.
All right.
I won't be able to get down to,
Scott. I'll wait by here. I may be working.
I'm working.
All right.
I'm pretty sure that my Scott will be here. Summer's meeting. Disrupted by work.
I don't know if Kevin wants to do it.
No. I will be down at the candidate.
All right. I know this is a great way to cool. It's cool off.
Even better. He's our fire policeman, so he has the direct traffic problem.
And mosquitoes are getting on.
I never got sworn on. I'm not fire police. I just took the class.
All right. Then our next board meeting will be on August 16th. 6 o'clock. And I apologize and thank you guys for all accommodating me. I tried to get out of that meeting tomorrow night. Sure.
Work better for me.
Okay.
Yeah, better for the police or the fire department.
Kevin has
yeah.
a couple.
Oh yeah, that's guys. True. Yeah.
No and different. I already told the mayor I would be out of town August 16th.
Maybe I mean. Oh
so
wait.
No Super Bowls.
Yeah. No. We'll hold out for you, Jack. I was gonna say maybe we should switch it to Tuesday, but the court day wouldn't.
Yeah. We don't.
Okay. All right. Yeah. We don't want to interrupt.
We already changed the time.
Yeah. All right.
Folders.
Okay. So.
And then also, I forgot one more thing. So we're all set to switch over that one CD over to New York class in September. Is that what we put down?
I just need to make the copy of the minutes and take them to the bank.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Perfect.
All right.
Yeah. Excellent.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. We start getting that interest. Excellent.
Okay. And that
good.
All right. Okay.
All right.
That was our 60-day CD, right?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay.
I jotted these on the voucher numbers and everything on because they weren't prepped yet.
Okay,
cool. So I'll read them off.
Yeah, I was going to do that.
Right.
I saw you
okay.
Did.
Cool. All right. You guys ready? All right.
Two things real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Annual reports. I have, this will be the last year I have three of them because you might have already done. I'm not doing them anymore. And they've since resigned from them. They know it. Salmon River. And first of all, this is the first year that New York State has gone totally online with annual reporting. Normally, you don't have those bank statements then. Normally, I'm doing stuff on a computer to get any reports done for three entities, but this year they're totally online. So I did Salmon Rivers, they are done. It's just pending any kind of questioning back from the state. I have no idea, that could be between December and March, I don't know. it was a little different. It did move a little easier that they threw a new hitch into the automatic verification process. For instance, on the same rules, partly was if there's a disconnect between your anticipated expenditures and your budget summary and what you've actually spent, and it's more than 20%, it kicks off an error message. Okay, then you need to, and you can't get away from it because you have to sit there and figure to actually fill in an answer to submit, then they'll let it go by. So
more hoops. There'll be new hoops next year, you know.
libraries has also been filed pending state comeback. I ran the same percentage there, so it was a little. It was like 24% to 20, and the same rules was out of way. I don't know why, but I just wrote them back. I don't know what you're asking for. My checkbook answers with what? So they'll give me an answer back. So all I have to do now is I have closed out our fiscal year for last year. I'm in the process of getting ready. When I get some more time, I will go online and start inputting the villages stuff. I have until July 31st to do it. However, the good thing is that on this new system, there's a validation box and then there's a box right at the end. So then there's another box in there that says,
I request an extension, which I am entitled to do that.
Okay.
So if I don't, they usually give me a 60-day extension on top of that. See how far I get.
All right.
It is kind of, it is a little faster on the data entry process, at least for the library and the Salem Rivers. The village has four separate accounts. That might be a little longer. They're still asking the same type of information, although they are not asking for the dreaded electricity, natural gas, diesel, propane, gallons, and costs and kilowatt hours, at least not yet.
All righty.
And we all did get, we were, I saw I got notification that within the next, this was on last Friday, 5 to 10 business days, we should be getting a quarterly deposit of $10.99 from the electric charger, which,
all right.
And they also sent the, that's why I didn't print out my silver report. Shoot. Oh, well. Next month.
Soon all our money troubles will be over, guys. Yep. This is great.
They did. Part of their process, supporting documentation was a printout of how long it's been. Somebody's actually using it for 12 hours.
I saw a car there once.
12 point something, 8 That's point cool. something. You know, so there's people using it down there. So.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. Good to know. Perfect.
It takes 12 hours to charge a car.
Maybe. So make me park, maybe. Could be.
Well, maybe it took 4 hours, but they just spent 12 hours at the place with
left it plugged in. All
right. I had to notify those people that installed it because Feldon, the guy that mows the lawn for the town down at the park, says they left a big hump, and I guess they did. I guess it's hard for him to mow.
Oh,
yeah, I went by last night, I looked at it. There does appear to be a hump in the area of the meter box and one
make a motion or somewhere in there. You make that motion.
I was going to tell them that they don't come and do it. But,
who did that?
I'll hire somebody and we'll send them the bill.
Yeah,
somebody from New York State. But... we got the $5,000 grant to do that.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, tell them to come and fix it. Jeez. That's... yeah.
Why are you doing it?
You could just level it out. I mean, it's a parking lot.
The fire station lawn, because that makes it a headache for me to mow. Yeah. In the spring, somebody trenched the lawn out by the helipad. And now every time I mow the section between the helipad and the lab, there's two sets of tire tracks that go through there that you're like,
that's annoying.
That's the people that
did
that.
Okay. So plug in stations online LLC. All right. I'm sure it would be quick and easy for them.
I'm sure they subbed out the explanation.
Is it just it's dirt or part of like the pavement or I mean that gravel?
It's a hump for it.
Dirt. Standard parish
soil.
Yes. Okay. Yep.
Rocks.
Maybe they could just take it out or level it out. And
level it out.
They could take the dirt out and then go put it in our lot over on the corner here.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Yeah, I mean, they scoop it up and then drop it up over there. Maybe
the other dirt pile would be
taken. That's what we should have told the kids. You could bring the stuff down from the dump and fill the lot in over here.
Yeah. It's not too late.
Yesterday was a wild, crazy day for me. Right in the middle of all that, I get a call from a woman wanting to know if she can have some of that dirt from Morabito. So I go down and look in Kevin's box there and see the consulting firm. I call him up and ask him, and I guess that's a common thing. And he said, well, yes, they would gladly take it to someone within a mile here so they don't have to travel a long way to dump the dirt somewhere. So I
thought they were going to use the dirt to fill the basement.
We want the dirt for our lot?
No, this is the dirt that's down at the Moravian.
There's going to be a bidding war for this dirt now.
Don't we want some of the dirt?
What? Right. I mean,
the problem is, I don't know if the dirt, I don't know if we really need fill. We kind of need somebody to scoop all the rocks out of there.
Just cover them with it.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Make it a raised area.
So who's the contact for that? Maybe we should put all that.
Right. Well, I have it upstairs.
Okay, right. Or like for people that might be interested in the dirt.
Yeah,
all right, maybe we'll, we'll say, can we post it on the bulletin board? Yeah. So anybody interested in maybe getting some of the dirt could.
Actually, you could put it between my house and over here because it always floods down here.
Yeah, that's an idea.
All right, there we go.
I just thought it was funny. And then I
could always use dirt.
Actually, it's on your property.
So I could probably have some of the wood chips too, right?
I don't know. You can have some.
If they don't spontaneously combust and make me have a late night one.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Let's pay some bills.
Could you imagine we had to open a fire out in the house they're about to tear down? I'd be pissed.
It just rained a little.
No, I know.
Okay, Gordon.
All right. So I make a motion we pass or we accept the general fund vouchers 26 to 36 in the amount of $7,345.77.
I second it. Oh, yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. I make a motion we accept the sewer fund vouchers 16 through 24 in the amount of $18,917.34.
I'll second.
Aye.
$18,917.34. Who seconded that?
Me.
And I make a motion we accept the TNA fund vouchers 10 through 20 in the amount of $3,128.39.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right.
And one also more. The Salmon River, I make a motion that we accept the Salmon River vouchers, second which it. Don't have numbers.
The fog was, I stuck it on the one
yeah.
The smallest.
Total, okay, there we go. Yeah. In the amount of $393.77. 77.
Second that.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, you got a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn.
All right.
Second that.
All right. All in favor.